A Week Here We Share Ministries started out as a clothing and a food pantry back in 2007. It became a 501c in 2009, and we have since evolved to include a beautiful Victorian house on East 31st Street, which is now used to house youth who are aging out of foster care, who find themselves homeless, couch surfing, anything of that nature. So we have 5 rooms in the house. We are a co-ed facility, but if the need arrives and they're all young men that need a home, then we can transition to that as well. We offer counseling, mentoring to help them in any way that they need, whether it is as simple as seeing a dentist, getting ID, food stamps. We have group programs every week where we offer counseling. The whole concept is to help them transition into independent living. So they usually come to us through Lorain County Children's Services, high schools, things like that. So we have the Victorian home, but we also still have the clothing and the food pantry, which operates out of the same location every Tuesday, and we work with Second Harvest to provide that.
From the ground up, how did this get started? Was it that somebody saw maybe there was a void in the community? Can you take us back?
Well, that's a great question. So it started with Bill Hurley in 2007 with his mother. They were working out of a very small space. Again, like you said, saw a need that the community needed to be fed in ways that they weren't being fed. My father then started working with Bill Hurley, and We Care, We Share acquired the home, the Victorian home you see in the photo, from the city. It was going to be destroyed. And so they worked out a program with the city. It first was a drop-in center, and my father, who's no longer with us, saw a need greater, and he had the vision that he said, I would love it to be a house for kids, as he always called them, kiddos, aging out of foster care. My dad was in his 80s. Had been in administration for a long time, and his dying wish was to see a youth move in, and so we moved mountains to make sure that happened. It needed a total renovation, and so it's a beautiful home now. Each youth has their own room. There's a central kitchen, dining, game room. We do have a house mother that lives with them. And we also have another gentleman that is our director that works mentoring with them.
You're doing a lot. I imagine it takes a pretty good amount of funding. So what are your sources of funding?
That is where we are in the most need right now. I do feel in a way we are in our incubation evolving. Again, our first youth didn't get into the house until 2021. And so we are looking for support. We, right now, our funding comes from private donors, grants. Grants are a big, and in Girls Like Chicks Against Hunger are the seeds to help us grow. And just getting our name out there, because a lot of people don't know about us. They don't know that we're there. So we're really looking to build our board. That's the next campaign we're going on, with people who have a background in social work, mental health, marketing. And I think that is key, and then building up our volunteers. And the more people know about us, I'm hoping that will help as well. But yes, funding is a struggle right now, I'll be honest. Just helping the kids with their food stamps. And this is actually Elena, she is our house mother, who speaks so well about it. But
so, you're up here, you're at the shipyards, you've got a nice turnout, the van is already stuffed. What are your thoughts about the night so far?
Overwhelmed with the generosity, in that it just sometimes takes one voice to create a choir, and so we're excited about that energy, and we are really excited about what we have to offer. Last summer, we worked, actually two summers we have collaborated with the summer market here in Lorain. Aaron Stack heard about us through another gentleman that sits on our board, and it was something she was passionate about, kids in the foster care system. There's not enough of a presence in Lorain for that. There are a lot of kids in Cleveland that have agencies that help them, but there's not enough in Lorain. And so we're hoping that we are just opening the book of that to help these kids. But the summer market has been a wonderful supporter as well. And it's interesting how many people come up to our VIP parking, and that is how we get some funding. They are so excited about it and want to know more. So I feel like, again, we're the freshmen on our way through college.